In Liberia's capital, Monrovia, a march to sweep corruption out of the country. Hundreds of people gathered with brooms in their hands for a small protest against a big problem. Corruption is everywhere, says Esther Thompson. She says she has to pay bribes to get her children in school, to get money out of her bank account, or even to get a job. But it's even worse in government.
In the House of Senate, in the House of Representatives, in government, that's where corruption is.
In August, three senior figures of Weah's government were suspended after the U.S. Treasury imposed sanctions against them. The president's chief of staff is accused of corruption and directing warlords to threaten political rivals. The managing director of the Port Authority is accused of funneling money into private accounts. And the state solicitor general is accused of shielding suspected criminals, blocking investigations into government corruption. The government denies any wrongdoing.
That those sanctions were not because of the government, was not targeted at the president. So if people are using these things to gain political relevance, well, we're in a democracy. Our citizens are allowed to protest and do as they feel. But the truth is that we've done more as a government than any other administration in trying to fight graft in the public space.
These protesters are marching not towards the presidential palace or parliament, but towards the U.S. embassy. They're hoping the U.S. can do what their government has failed to, arrest and prosecute those stealing public funds.
Hundreds, not thousands of people came out to demonstrate against corruption. Not the numbers that organizers had hoped for, but they say they have the backing of the Liberian people. It's just that there is here in this country a culture of fear when it comes to speaking out against government corruption.
Gifty Lama worked as an auditor at the Liberian Revenue Authority. In October 2020, she was found dead in her car. State investigators concluded Ms. Lama died of suffocation. An accident, says the government. A cover-up, says Lama's widower.
There was a state-sponsored murder because my wife was investigating taxes in the tune of $25 million paid through the commercial bank that's supposed to be deposited at the central bank and were then diverted by people in high authority.
Following Ms. Lama's death, President Weah passed several bills in Parliament, a Witness Protection Act to protect those who expose corruption, a code of conduct for government officials, and a fast-track court to prosecute people accused of taking bribes. But organizers of the march say that's not enough. They're calling for a change of political culture to sweep the country clean of dirty politics, bad governance, and corruption. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Monrovia, Liberia.